Looks like full steam ahead on interest rate hikes. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. We've got the minutes from the Federal Reserve's meeting back in September where they decided to raise interest rates. This is what the Fed does when it's trying to head off inflation. From the looks of things, they are very inclined to raise rates again in December. Diane Swonk is chief economist with tax and advisory firm Grant Thornton.
There is a growing chorus within the Federal Reserve that not only believes that we should continue raising rates in 2019, but that the neutral rate, the tipping point between what's easy and tight monetary policy, might be going up. That is important because not only they think it's going up, there's also this sense that they need to go over it to actually rein the economy in from overheating. You've heard that a lot recently, even from former Fed chair and notable dove, Janet Yellen.
Why is it that they seem to be willing to err on the side of monetary policy that is too tight as opposed to too loose?
I think the issue is that the economy has finally accelerated, and wages, although they're not going up rapidly, they are going up with what the Fed expected, and if they go up a little more, we have dry tinder out there in a very tight labor market, in an economy with little slack, bottlenecks, and very little productivity growth that could cause a more substantial flare in inflation.
Diane Swonk, chief economist at tax and advisory firm Grant Thornton. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Do not be alarmed if later on today you see a bunch of coworkers peering out from under their desks. Nearly 60 million people around the world are signed up to participate in an earthquake drill, the 2018 Great Shakeout, designed to raise earthquake preparedness. If California is any indication, it could also spur homeowners to think about getting earthquake coverage. Marketplace's Ben Bradford has more.
Californians live perpetually waiting for the big one, and about 10 million are registered for the drill. Participants may hear this recording.
This is an earthquake drill. Right now, drop cover and hold on.
This also kicks off the start of the busy season for the state's major publicly run earthquake insurer.
People get a little more serious about getting information about earthquake insurance.
California Earthquake Authority CEO Glenn Pomeroy.
Last year was kind of an anomaly.
He says major hurricanes and fires had homeowners reconsidering disaster risks, so purchases soared. Well, relatively. Only about 1 in 7 eligible homeowners in California actually has an earthquake policy. Amy Bach of advocacy group United Policyholders says it's a tough sell.
The policies typically have a high deductible and are still not cheap.
The California Earthquake Authority says prices have dipped in recent years, and Bach recommends homeowners at least consider coverage. After all, we don't know when or where the big one will hit. In Los Angeles, I'm Ben Bradford for Marketplace.
Hi, my name is Jennifer Slabaugh from Columbus, Indiana. Make Me Smart and Marketplace are two of my favorite shows, both pushing me to think outside of my normal boundaries and making issues important to me that I wouldn't have considered before. I became a Marketplace investor because I feel it's important to vote with your dollar for media that makes a difference in the world. To join me as a Marketplace investor, donate today in whatever amount works for you at marketplace.org.
The WTO, the World Trade Organization, has something called the appellate body. It's like a Supreme Court, but for trade issues. The Trump administration has been blocking the appointment and reappointment of judges to that panel. So as its members' terms expire, that Supreme Court of Trade is shrinking. It normally has 7 members. Now it's down to 3. If it loses one more, it'll stop functioning. We are joined by a former WTO appellate body member, Jennifer Hillman. She served from 2007 to 2011. Good morning.
Good morning.
So a lot of people might not be familiar with this WTO appellate body. Can you give us an idea of like what kind of cases would come before you when you were there?
All of the cases are cases that are brought by one country against another country, complaining that whatever that country did violated one of the rules of the WTO. And they can range from really small cases to really big cases.
So the Trump administration just last month blocked the reappointment of a judge to that panel. And it's now at the minimum number of judges. I know they're not called judges, they're called members, but the minimum number of judges it legally needs to even function. So it is not clear if the administration is trying to choke this court to death or if this is some kind of bargaining position. What do you think they're trying to do?
I think they're trying to choke it to death. And I think they really are trying to effectively kill this dispute settlement system. But this is just a decision by USTR to consistently block any process to allow for the appointment of any new members.
The U.S. has, you know, an array of complaints about the WTO, that it's treated unfairly, that there are reforms needed. Is the U.S. treated unfairly at the WTO?
I don't think so. So the U.S. has brought and won more cases than any other country. And I think the number is something like 85.7% of the cases that the United States brings, we win. The complaints have all come in the realm of the trade remedy decisions. This is anti-dumping duties, countervailing duties, and safeguard cases where we've imposed tariffs or other restrictions on imports coming into the U.S. market, and other countries have complained that we haven't done that consistently with those WTO rules.
Do you agree that there are other reforms needed at the WTO? You know, it's not set up, arguably, to deal with a lot of complaints against China, for example.
Yes, there unequivocally are necessary reforms. In my own view, the biggest substantive failing of the trading system rules has been its inability to discipline subsidies.
Professor Jennifer Hillman served as a WTO appellate body member, a.k.a. a justice of trade, from 2007 to 2011. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. It was my honor to be here.
In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.